MS, though that's a complicated topic because of the Bechora and the Bracha. But I want to explore the parameters of Midrash Shekir Tirchak, which is a critical area of our Avodas Hashem, and then hopefully we'll have some time to head to the gymnasium. Chosam HaShal Kadosh Baruch Hu MS. The Gemara Masechta Yoma tells us when Kadosh Baruch Hu signs his name, he signs it MS. That Hashem's essence is MS. And to the extent that, as we finished in the last sugya, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, the basic imperative in Yahadus is V'halachta B'drachav. So we have to cultivate an unstinting emes. The first question, the Gemara and the Shabbos and Mamad Aleph tells us that we're asked when we come to the Beis Din Sholmala has to do with exactly this issue. Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Did we conduct ourselves with integrity? And as I like to say in Pshat and that Gemara, and if not, don't pass go, don't collect $200. All the other questions, kavati itim l'tora, popalta b'chachma, Hevanta davar mitoch davar, asakta b'piriyah v'rivia, as we know, tzipisish, all of those things are important, but they're acheretz kadma l'Torah. V'yavodim o'od sheva shenim acheros, lashon Rashi, this week's parasha, marishonos be'emuna, quoting the Gemara, af acharonos be'emuna. Kederach Shemozer wrote the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chirach, balabaya shelo yigzol scharani v'lo yakvenu, so many yisurei daraisa that govern an employer not abusing and mistreating an employee. Kacha ani mozar shelo ligzol melechas balabayis vivatol ma'at bechan, a little bit here, a little bit there. What's so terrible? Motzi kol hayom bimirma. Check your email over here, a little bit of YouTube over there. Motzi kol hayom bimirma. Bo'achicha bimirma. Ve'itach birchasecha. Elachayov ledaktik alatzmo bizman. Time is not your own. Shekpidu al bracha revi shel birkas hamazon shel yivarech osa. Whatever the 4 seconds, 3 seconds it would say to take to say hatov ha'metiv, said that the poel shouldn't do it. V'chein chayev lavod b'chol kocho. It's not just a question of, okay, so it wasn't mevatel, I didn't go on to the email, to the ESPN, the Bitcoin, whatever it was that a person was being gozel, his employer. That what you're there, you have to be there. Put in your best effort. Not going through the motions. Sir Yaakov HaTzadik. Omar, he was able to testify to Rachav Aleya, ki b'chol keichi avati es avichen, v'fikach natal schar zos, af be'ilam hazeh, shenemar v'yifrot ha'ish, me'od, me'od. Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, the context of the Dayanim, which we'll start with that, but it transcends it. Hamitzvah reish pe'alef hi shehizir ha'shofet shelo lishmoa divrei echad mi'bali adin shelo bifnei ba'al dino, v'hu amaro yis'ala lo sisa shem ha'shav, sheberov omnam yu divrei ha'ba'al din shelo bifnei ba'al dino shav. There's a reason he wants to say it without the other person there. We know there's a chazaka. And in Adam Meis Panav Bifnei Baldino. So if he wants to get something in that maybe is a little bit less than true, let's put it euphemistically, he'll say it when the other person is not around. V'hizir Ashovin Mishmoa Osama Dvarim. You can't even listen to them. Kadesh Lo Tikane Sanaf Shot Tzura in Yosher Lo Velo Amitus. It's a remarkable geder that we're not allowed, just like we're not allowed to put Machalos Asuras into our body, we're not allowed to ingest Sheker. We follow the Rambam. You are not allowed to ingest sheker. Midvar sheker tirchak. It's a remarkable halach. The Rambam paskins. Some people think it's a stira. Midvar sheker tirchak. Two different places. If you take a look, you'll find it in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, and Simon Zion. So if you know that a fellow is dishonest, you cannot join him in a din. Forget about it in Torah. but even socially. Ad sheyedu mimei seiv imayim. The difficulty in the Rambam, the Nekei Adash of Yerushalayim, they didn't have any certitude, they didn't have anything b'teras vadaus, but they went beyond. But certainly the Rambam says, if you know, you're yodeya b'chaveiro, it's established, he's a Gazlan in Russia, that's an Isser d'oraisa to be mitzdari fimo ladin. Earlier, 20 chapters, two questions on the Rambam. First of all, why didn't the Rambam say Midvar Sheker Tirchak? It's an Isida Raisa. Why does he appeal to this Kesher Bogdim? And here, all of a sudden, the Rambam seemed to move the goalpost. Asul Adam Chacham Sheyeshev Bedin Ad Sheyeda Imiyeshev. It's like the standard of the Nekei Hadas became the standard. What's the Yishuv? Who can be Mitari? It's the Rambam. The Rambam said that it's only if you know that he's a Gazlan or a Rasha, it's Mitvar Sheker Tirchak. Oh! Baruch Shekivanta. That happens to be my favorite answer, which is the approach of the Bach. The Bach says, an Adam Gadol B'Yoser doesn't have a right to risk his reputation. Chalila V'chas, the Rav, Moshe Feinstein, Lichtenstein, Yaakov Kamenetsky, they should be caught in such a scenario, it would be such a bizayon to Kavod HaTorah. They can't put themselves in that situation. Regular dying. So if he knows that the person is dishonest, the fellow is a Gazlan, so then that's Aser. Otherwise, he can rely on the Cheskas Kashrus. Not everybody can rely on the Cheskas Kashrus. That's what the Bach says. It's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. There's another answer, which I think is also very fascinating, cited by the Pesachei Tshuva, in addition to the perspective of the Bach, which is the perspective of the Shvos Yaakov. And he says it depends. Every Bezdin requires three. Shmuel says two, but we say that's a Bezdin Chatzof. So if you have two of the fellows who are honest, right, and they don't know about the third, so, you know, you could say that's never going to be a problem in Issa D'Oraisa, unless they absolutely know that he's a Gazlan or Rasha, that would be an issue of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. But they can normally rely on the Chazaka. But if you have one person, right, Nachi sees a little bit of a different direction, Asr L'Adam Chacham Yechidi, the Shvos Yaakov says, one person, now he's not going to violate Midvar Sheker Tirchak, but he has no vados. So what can we say about him? That he's running the risk of ending up in a Kesher Bogdim. Not in a Bezdin, but in a farcical group of dishonest individuals. So again, the halacha of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, it starts in a Bezdin. That's where the pasuk is. Mishpatim v'naki v'tzadik al tarog ki lo atzdik rasha. Now, as we saw the Rambam, when he presented the Tzidkus of Yaakov, that despite the fact that he was working for the Rama'i par excellence, Lavan Ha'arami, that Yaakov maintained his own sense of integrity, ki v'chol kochi avati es avichen. And the Rambam says, if you want to know how serious work ethic is, you should know because they exempted you, Chazal, from the fourth bracha of Birkas Hamazon. Gemara in Tazayin, Amud Aleph, and Brachos, Hatanya, Polim, Sheyosim, Lochitz, Balabayas, Keirin, Kriyash, Shema, Mispalin, that's Doraisa, Ochin, Pitan, Vein, Mivarachin, Lefanah, presumably, as Rashi says, that's only Dirabanan, Asur, Lodim, Lehenos, and Lom, Zablo, Bracha, Aval, Mivarachin, Achara, Shtaim, Ketzad, Bracha, Rishona, Ketikuna, Shnia, Paseach, Rechaz, Aretz, V'cholin bona Yerushalayim birkas haaretz, a similar theme. V'medvar mamurim be'osin bischaran, people are getting paid. Aval osin besudasan oshaya balabayas meisev imohem. But if they're only being paid in terms of their meal or the balabayas is with them, then they can bench, take another 22 seconds and bench properly. Mevarchen kitikuna. Now the Balei Atosos go beyond Rashi. And they note here that the casualties, as it were, isn't just a bracha rishona midirabanan. V'chesim b'birchas haaretz, Tosa says, afagav d'midei raisa heim, Yesh koach biyad chachamim lakor davar min haTorah. Hoil utrudim lechas balabayis. Chazal came along and said, work ethic is so significant. The extra, I'm telling you, it's 22 seconds. That's if you're saying it with kavana. You don't have the right to take 22 seconds if you're being paid for. Yesh koach biyad chachamim lakor davar min haTorah. Docha, part of the deoraisa. Now here we find the machlokas rishonim, ostensibly. Bali Atosis are making this point. Take a look in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Kesef Mishnah wanted to make the diyuk. HaMitzvah yutes yishet yivonu luvarchu yisala achar kol achila v'hu amaro v'achalta v'savata v'erachta. Lashon HaTosefta, birkas hamozen min haTorah shenemar v'achalta v'savata v'erachta Hashem. The Rambam in the Yad, in Perek Beis, say their birkas hamozen kachi, rishona birkas hazon, shnia birkas haaret, shlishis bonei Yerushalayim, Revius Hatevia Mativ. Bracha Rishona Moshe Rabbeinu Tikna Shnia Tikin Yoshua Shlishis Tikin David Ushlomo Bino. Like the use of Bino there. Very fascinating. Revius Chachme Mishnah Tiknua. We know Chachme Yavna. Tovia Mativ. The miracle of Besar that the bodies did not desiccate and that we were able to bring them to Kavura. Hapealim Shayosin Blachetz al Balabayas. Vachlu Pitanin Mivarchin Lefana. Mivarchin Lachas Udasan Shne Brachos Bovad. Kadesha Livakum Lachas Balabayas. Bracha Rishona Kitukuna, Shnia, Poseach, Berchasaretz, Vecholo, Babona, Yushalayim, Vechosin, Berchasaretz. And as the Gemara said, Im Hayosin, Bisudasim Dovan, Oshaya Balabayas, Mesi, Vimoyan, Mevarchin, Dalid, Brachos, Kitukunan, Kishar, Kol Adam. The Ramban, cited by the Kesef Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah wants to be Medayak this, and the Rambam as well, says that Tosos went further than these two Gedolei Olam. Mechosav HaRamban, I don't know if anybody ever came across this, but blessed is the God, master of this bread. If you ever want to make friends and influence people, you could try this and see how well people know this Ramban. But the particular nusach is never really min haTorah anyway, so you wouldn't say, as Tesus did, Yesh koach v'yad chachamim lakor davar min haTorah. So the Kesef Mishnah is saying, Tosfos thought, you know, that this was even more remarkable, that the Po'alim were given a heter and a daraisa. The Ramban doesn't think it's a daraisa. It's interesting that the Kesef Mishnah is medayik this in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. This is the bolded part. Gam Rabbeinu kasa b'Sefer HaMitzvos shalom mitzvah yutesh et yivanu dvarachu achar chila. V'lo hiskir minyan habrachos to ledatam zal hanach kray demaisig roi lamidol kol bracho bracha asmach l'biyamaninu. So he wants to say for the Rambam, based on the Sefer HaMitzvos, you know what the only doraisa is? What's the only doraisa, the Kesef Mishnah is saying, for the Rambam? To do what? Yeah, say birkas hamazon, whatever that means, like the Ramban. You know, the text that Chazal assigned to it. What is this? The Kesef Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, birkas hamazon, is parallel to what? What other sheet of the Rambam? Good boy. Excellent. Right, the Iker Mitzvah of Tvila is min haTorah. Maybe there you need a little more. Shavach Bakasha Da, Kenegat HaMikdash. But yeah, basically, you know, it's not. The text is not min haTorah. That's all Midivrayim. The Mechaveh writes in Kupta the Aleph in Arachayim. Ha'idna liyola mevarchin kol arba brachos. Shein derech mnei adam achshav lahakbed bekach. You don't even have to ask Rishus to bench. Shivarchu kolarba brachos kitiknam. And he says, also lasos malacha b'odo mevarech. He says, nowadays, we can just assume that people, when they hire a schire yom, that they assume that those people are going to take the extra 22 seconds. And you don't even have to ask Rishus, but min hastam. You could read this Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, and you could weep. I tell you, it might be, again, from the perspective of Birkas HaMazon, but what a loss from the perspective of honesty. That Hayidna people, you know, they're not so makbid. Yeah, the employers, the employees, everybody agrees. Halavai, that there was such zrizim in Birkas HaMazon, that that's where it came from. But now everybody, you know, do what I want, it's my own time. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. Before he made Aliyah, Rav Aaron was the Rosh Kolo. The Kolo that Rav Shachter stole, so he took over for him. The Kolo that we all learned it. So Rav Lichtenstein was the Rosh Kolo before he made Aliyah. And the Kolo hours at that time were a little different than they are now. And it started at 1 o'clock and it ran about 4:30, 5 o'clock. The way that Rav Lichtenstein's schedule worked out and the way that the calendar worked out for the vast majority of the year is that he would not be able to daven mincha with the minyan and to be, he was the Rosh Kolo, he was being paid to be the Rosh Kolo. And he refused to take that time to go off. There were many minyanim on campus. It would have taken 10, 15, 20 minutes. He davened biyachidus so as not to miss a minute of his seder. He didn't feel that he had the right. You could tell us about this Rambam in Hilchos Schiros. He never told us the story. He would tell us about the Rambam. And you can imagine the Kal Vachomer. Tosus saying, Yesh koach v'yad chachamim, lakor davar min ha-Torah. If you can't take an extra 20 seconds, so who gave me the right to take a 15-minute break? Trust me, they would have been mochel. They're paying me for it. That's how he felt. Those are the standards of MS that I was exposed to. You're exposed to it. But the Rambam says that the Isser Midvar Sheker Tirchak, don't misunderstand, Rabosai. It's not to tell a lie. That's inconceivable. Midvar Sheker Tirchak means there's an Isser on the Dayan to ingest Sheker. Like you can't ingest Machalos Asurus. You're not allowed to ingest Sheker. You can't be around people and things that are dishonest. Another maisa to bring this home. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, after the war, there was no appropriate place for Torah infrastructure hadn't built up in America yet. It was just starting. Do you want to know what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky had to do just to eke out a parnasa? Anybody want to guess? From the shulach. He used to go around collecting tzedakah for organization. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He was sent to a business person in Midtown. And he was told that the person made, the way that money is basically raised is people make previous donations. So you ask them, can you at least match your donation from last year? Right? That's like basically the way that you got a phone call one time like that. So he was told that the person gave X amount last year. And would he be willing to match it? Yaakov, he goes. And he says to the fellow, this is your donation last year, took it on good faith. The businessman says, let me go check. And it turned out it wasn't X, let's say it was half X or two-thirds X. It wasn't the exact amount. He came back to Rabbi Yaakov. You're talking about a person who has literally no way of earning a parnasa. He's living hand to mouth. And he tells him, actually, that's not what I gave last year. Obviously, whatever organization it was for, it doesn't matter, had lied to Rabbi Yaakov. So that they could, and they figured the businessman, what is he going to remember what he gave last year? It's all small change for him. So we'll tell him that he gave a little more so that he'll give us more this year. Then the next year, right, we'll tell him that he gave a little bit more. So, you know, this is the way they were doing business. So the person, the businessman said to Rav Yaakov, please go back and tell the organization they don't appreciate that. And Rav Yaakov said, I don't work for them anymore. Said, as soon as you told me what they did, I resigned. I don't work for them. I can't be associated with them. How could I possibly be mitzuraf to that? That's what Midvar Sheker Tirchak means. Person is not allowed to be affiliated with dishonesty. Chosel Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes. And that brings us now to the ultimate test. Because we know that sometimes we're challenged, that the needs of MS are very hard to serve at the same time as the needs of Shalom. And we have a tradition in Chazal of Mutar L'Shanos Mipnei HaShalom, and largely it emerges from a sugya in Masechta Ksuvos, but I want to teach you this sugya properly so that people shouldn't misunderstand. When we're in an absolute bind, there is a heter. Motzei l'shanos mipnei hashalom, but please don't let anybody, especially in the modern context where MS is, you know, let's just say it's seen better days. The Shulchan Aruch already told us MS has seen better days. People aren't so makbid. Halavai, it came from a place where everybody took Birkas HaMazon that seriously. Ketzad mirakdin lifnei akal l'sugin k'suvis daf yitzayi v'shamay omer kala kemo shehi. There's no heter. Whatever it is. Beisela omrim kala noa v'chasuda. So omrim beishama the beisela ha'resha ha'isa chigeres osuma. Omrim lo kala noa v'chasuda. V'ateira amra midvar sheker tirchak. The point is, as some people erroneously interpret the Gemara, beishama wasn't saying to beisela, you're not allowed to lie. After all, it says midvar sheker tirchak. Beishama says, the Torah said you're not allowed to do anything, even remotely, to put you in contact with Sheker. So you would contemplate saying something you know not to be true? Somebody bought something, they think that it's the best thing since sliced bread, but it's not. Yeshebchenu be'enav, o yignenu be'enav, hevi omer yeshebchenu be'enav, mikanomru chachamim, le'elam te daito shel adamu revasim abrios. Interesting. To the best of my knowledge, the Rambam never paskin this Gemara. But the Shulchan Aruch does. But let's see how he was understood. Mitzvah l'samei achosan v'kal l'raki d'fana v'lomar shehi no'e v'chasuda afilo eina no'e. L'chora, the Mechaber paskin said, if we're in a desperate scenario, the needs of MS cannot be served at the same time as Shalom and we want to be mechabev. This isn't just any case of shalom, but shalom bin ish l'ishto. We want to be mechabev the kala lebala. Afilu eino noa. Comes along the preacher. Preacher of Yeshua Falk. Lomar shinoa v'chasuda afilu eino noa. V'av agav d'chsiv idvar sheker tuchak nucha lomar. He says, what's really this halacha about? What's the basis of the psak and the mechaber? You can only say something that's nishma l'treyantin. You in your heart, how do you mean it that she's a fine person? You say it in such a way that a person might take it. That's the heter. You're allowed, this is the only case, you're allowed to say something that somebody might interpret in a slightly more ambitious way. Even you could not utter a word of falsehood. The Chalkas Mechokek and Be'er Eben Ho'ezer, based on Tosos and Ksuvis, Lo Shim Yesh Lamum Yomar She'en Lamum. Sheker Gamor. Rak Yom Restam Shino V'chut Shol Chesed Mashu Chala. She's gracious, she's great. That you can say. But what's up is not down, what's down is not up, what's left is not right, what's right is not left. The Aruch HaShulchan, likewise. V'avu pishen anah, v'ein zeh shesheker, d'yesh lomar shi anah b'masim, first quotes the Prisha. V'od sheyesh afilu ein anah, v'chut shel chesed mashach aleha, v'chalkas v'chokek. Aval imu ba'al asmum, l'yomar shein b'mum, zeh shesheker gamar. V'chein, and the Aruch HaShulchan gives the advice that everybody should take to heart. V'chein yishabchu b'dvar noah, sheyesh ba, she'en lecho adam, she'en lo ezemayla. That's a Mishnah in Perkei Avos. So find something wonderful to say about a person. That's the best way to do it. Not that it could be understood this way, it could be understood that way. Yes, I've been immunized. No, I haven't been immunized. Be honest. But find something nice to say about a person. There's a nice thing to say about everybody. So, you know, what an organized person. Say something nice. Say something nice that you can mean. Say it with a full heart. You know, people can tell if you're being authentic or not. Find something nice to say about a person. Everybody should take this Aruch HaShulchan. So again, the Gemara, people quote irresponsibly, as if, you know, Mutar Lashanas Mnei HaShalom, you can do whatever you want. It's very, very strict guidelines. You can never say a Shekhar Gamor. Situations of Pihuach Nefesh could be a little different. But use your Seichel and never compromise on Emes. Let me give the Rambam the last word, and then I just want to try to add a thought here. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, a person can't use words that are seductive, that are manipulative. One word. What's so bad? It's just a white lie, right? What's so bad? The answer is in a Ramban in Parshas Kisei. The Ramban says, Leman ha'emes, appropriately, Torah was not really concerned. So it wasn't really concerned about the mother bird. But as we've spoken about in different contexts, Torah was concerned about your midos. The people behave in a certain way. They allow themselves to act in a cruel fashion. They become desensitized. And in a terrifying fashion, really, you could have, as the Torah testifies in Tochacha, Ha'isha Haraka Becha V'Ha'anuga, the most gentle soul could be capable of unspeakable things. V'Hainuhach, the same thing is true about dishonesty. When a person rationalizes, it's only 22 seconds, tomorrow it will be 22 minutes, the next day it will be more. It's for a good cause, l'mana shalom. So it's true, at the outer boundary sometimes, mutar l'shanos, but you have to minimize. And that means also figuring out a way, as the Taruch HaShulchan says, say something that you mean. The Rambam took the standard of Mila Achas. This isn't like a geder. When a person allows themselves to go down this road, it is corrosive to our personality. We have to be so vigilant. The Rambam tells us, "Derech b'yaso shel adam li'os nimshach b'deosa v'masav achar anshei medinaso." We're living in a time that social media makes absolute sheker. People can, they don't even, it's like the Gemara says, "Kevin didash be'ketei redamulei." Nobody feels any achrayus in terms of producing this information and also in terms of receiving this information. Dvar sheker tirchot means that we can't ingest falsehood, sheker. It's machalos asuros. The context is the Din Torah, but who had dinami for all of us? It's not just shmiras einayim. It's the sheker. It impacts everything that we do, not just bin adal chaver, bin adal makom. We learn a tosvos. Are we going to put in the extra time to get it really right? So it depends. How much is a person sensitized to MS? If in the rest of your life MS is, so who had the nami in Talmud Torah? How much are we going to try to really understand what the Rambam says? You can't just flip a switch. It's not the way life works. You build up character. And things that are untrue, unsubstantiated, should be, for a Ben Torah, mukta machmas mios. I saw something, I don't want to say the person. It's a famous person. I saw something in the news this week. I'll conclude with this. Somebody was under investigation for spreading a particular kind of a sheker. And the person defended themselves in a way that I might have done it anyway. It's Parsha Vayetzeh. Yaakov Atzadik. This was the person's defense. He said, it's not my job to verify if what I say is true. What? It's not my job to verify if what I say is true. What? How could a person live that way? That happened to be a matter of great consequence, but how could you ever represent something that's not true? How could a person be comfortable with that? Midvar sheker tircha, chosam shel Kadosh Baruch Hu emes. We want to have any relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do everything in our power to live a life of honesty and of integrity. That's why Rabbi Yaakov resigned. He couldn't be mitzuraf to that. And so we have to be, unfortunately, doubly and triply and quadruply vigilant in a culture where sheker is completely accepted, where people feel that the permission structure is such that they can defend themselves in serious matters by saying, well, why? You're telling me I have a responsibility to be truthful? I don't have any responsibility for what I say, no matter what the issue is. For us, this cuts to the core of our Avodas Hashem. This is what made Yaakov, Yaakov HaTzadik, because in an environment, in a culture of Beis Lavan, where Lavan was Sheker incarnate, Yaakov did not allow himself to imbibe those standards. Marishonos be'emuna, afachronos be'emuna. Tereifa lo hevesi elecha, nochia chatena miyadi tevakshena, gnuv ti yom, gnuv ti laila. Lavan stole from him day and night, and Yaakov held himself to his own standards, the Torah standards. Hayisi vayoma chalani chore v'kerach balayla v'atidaj nasi me'enoi b'chol kochi avati es avichen. No matter what the circumstances are, we answer to our own consciousness, l'ma'an ha'emes.